contemplations before chanting. The Sangha invited to go back to our breathing, so that our collective energy of mindfulness will bring us together as an organism, going as a river with no more separation. Let the whole Sangha breathe as one body, chant as one body, listen as one body, and transcend the frontiers of the deluded self, liberating from the superiority complex, the inferiority complex, and the equality complex.
Shine with the light of glory. The Sangha today is the 17th of February. We are in winter retreat in Low Hamlet of Plum Village at the Meditation Hall Assembly of Star. Now we continue the sutra on flower and fragrance. Last time we spoke about the astronaut. About astronauts who went very far, high and outside of the atmosphere, and outside of the atmosphere, the layer of air, they look back and they see that our planet is very beautiful, and the planet is also very fragile. Our planet is very fragile. It's coming from the moon, you can see, the beauty of the earth. And many wonderful colors, blue, green. And seeing the earth in that way, the astronaut feel a deep compassion. A deep compassion for those who live there. And with their suffering, their difficulties. And they are trying to do something to protect our planet, to protect our environment, because our planet is so fragile. And we are born there, and we do not treasure that planet at all. We took it for granted. And only from very far away that you look back and you see the fragility of the planet, and then there is a great compassion in them. And they really want to do something, at the research in order to help the planet. One astronaut said that when I left the Earth in the role of a technician, but from there I see the planet. And then I became a humanist, and I feel that I need to take care of human beings living in that planet. And the look is so important. The vision is so important from far away. So if you are a school teacher, if you are parents, you try to help your student, your pupils, your children to see the image of the planet. Maybe their feeling, the emotion is only small, not like the astronaut's feeling. But thanks to that, they can transform their view on the planet, on the way they take care of the environment, to respect the environment. Many scientists have made many research about the universe. They also disagree that the universe is very beautiful. They mention the planet is something very beautiful. And then the universe is also very elegant. And there is a harmony in the universe. Not only the planet is beautiful, all the species on the planet is also very beautiful in their way. But up there in the universe, even though it's sometimes very hot, sometimes very cold, however, it's still very beautiful, very harmonious, and there is a harmony in the universe too. In the Sutra Avatamsaka, adornment with flowers, the Buddha described the universe is like a flower, and one single flower, the cosmos is one single flower, and we have the treasure of flower. The cosmos is like a bank of flowers. It's a kind of bank treasure holding on the flower. And we see really the planet is a beautiful flower, and each of us is also a beautiful flower. Even we are, which age you are also a beautiful flower. At any age, you are a beautiful flower. The cosmos is as a flower that is inside of the Buddha in the Avatamsaka. Avatamsaka means adornment with flowers. The cosmos is a kind of treasure, is kind of a storage of all the flowers, the bank of all the flowers, and each beings on the planet is a flower. We are a flower, all are young, but every animal is a flower too. Every species on earth is also a flower. We have learned four verses already. We know that flower is existing now. There is the existence of flower. And flower means beauty, very beautiful. But we also learn that there is a true flower and fake flower. sometimes is beautiful, is holy, is good. The beauty flower are beautiful. Flowers are goodness, good. Flowers are good, and there is also the truth, truthful. Sometimes it looks outside, it's very beautiful, but inside it's not truthful. Chang Thiêu Mỹ in Vietnamese, Chinese Chang. Chang is true. Thiêu is goodness. Mỹ is beauty. So when you look at the flower, you have to look deeper in order to recognize that it's a true flower or a fake flower. And so the fake flower is untruthfully garland of flower that Mara tried to illustrate, to appeal us. So we have to be very mindful, stop, to be carried away by a lot of excitement or a lot of despair. Stop, look deep in order to see that some flowers look very appealing, but there is many traps organized by Mara, and then you can be trapped. You have to be very careful. And what we have to learn, we have learned last time, there is fake garland of flower. And later on we will learn there is a flower who have beauty but without fragrance. There are people who speak very beautiful but do not act beautifully, do not act beautifully. We will learn later. So there is fake flower, truthful flower. And so fifth gata is speak about the fragility and the impermanence of a flower. Our planet is a true flower, and each of us is a true flower. However, we have to remember that everything is impermanent, including ourselves, including our planet. So our body Thân Bình is the illness of your body is subject to illness. Your body is subject to illness. You have, even with all your best health, best strength, you have to come at the moment where you have to get older and older, and then you have to go close to death. There is no flower who can be an exception and will not die. No, every flower have to die, and a person is the same. And then we need to be aware. So we have to not be aware that we have to get older and older, and you become wither, and we may die like any flower. And everything is impermanent. Don't be so sure that you are always beautiful, always young. No. It's one day where you are no longer young. Hmm. And then there are young people who don't know, are not aware of their youth, and they don't care about their health. And then they destroy their body by alcohol, drugs, and so on until they get old, and then it's too late. And they even die before they get old. So be mindful is help you to be aware that everything is subject to impermanence. From that strong health, you can become very weak. From that beauty, you can become less beautiful. So, tử mạng, it means the death arrive suddenly like a flood, carry you away very quick. So, when the death arrive, very quick, very rapidly, carry you away. So the flood run very rapidly. Pull you, in a few minutes gone. So it means it look like the horse who run very fast, or it look like a very big storm with floods carry you rapidly. They can carry huge houses, huge trees, and so on. So we have to be very careful, mindful. That is a bell of mindfulness. So we have to nourish the wisdom of impermanence. Viyota Ivota, that is how wonderful is the vision of impermanence. That is a sentence of a poem of Thai. So if you keep the vision of impermanence permanently in every act, every word, you will see things differently. In our hamlet, at early morning, very early morning, I walk mindfully on many little paths in our hamlet, and I walk to the meditation hall, and my practice is to, I like the atmosphere of the still water meditation hall in Upper Hamlet. The meditation hall is very large and the air is very good, but it cannot be compared with the real atmosphere outdoor, outside. Pure air in early morning is wonderful. One day is about 20 steps to go to the meditation hall. And I'm very aware that I have only 20 steps to smell this high class air. Of course, enter into meditation hall is good air too, but it's not the best class. It's not the highest. But in the meditation hall is much better than the atmosphere of Los Angeles. But I'm very aware of that. So I was about 20 steps to enter into the meditation hall. I said, oh, I treasure 20 steps to breathe in calm, fresh, high quality air before enter into the meditation hall. And from that day, I always try to practice and I am enjoying the highest quality of the air. And so every of my steps is for touching that deep vision on impermanence. Oh, I am still aware that I have my feet still help me to walk. And then I can walk with my own feet. I don't have to sit on the wheelchair. And I'm breathing the highest quality of the air. I'm breathing the highest quality of the air even in this meditation hall, better than the air in Los Angeles or in big city like Paris. And so early morning is wonderful to practice walking meditation, go to the meditation hall. Every step from your room to the meditation hall, you please enjoy every step you walk. And inhale good air. And your youth is also very important. And your very age, where you are still okay, good, be aware. That is so precious. Every minute is so precious to live. We have wasted our life a lot. We live in forgetfulness for that. So busy, so rushing, so carried away by strong emotion, angry, frustrated, retaliation, and all these things, so useless. What we have done with our life, we are not mindful, and that is so precious, the condition where you are. And we are not aware of all this, the day remain in you, sitting here in order to be awake, to be awake right away, and to treasure every single minute, every hour remain to you. Impermanence is not for you to declare beautifully in 5 pages about impermanence. No. The vision of impermanence embodying you, you have to see that everything is so precious. The fact that you are here, healthy, not paralyzed, is so good, is so wonderful. And your body is so beautiful as you are. And you have to live deeply for being worth of this body, worth of this mind. If no, that flower will be wither very quick, fade away, carry away like a big storm full of flood, will crush you and destroy you. And don't think that you are too young. No, everything can happen, even to young people. And we have, in summary, we are very happy. We are happy is not a declaration, but just for you to look deep and to be mindful and to see that you are very lucky to be in this body, in this situation, to be here. And that deep vision help you to be awake, to be another person. Like the astronaut who can see that he is no longer only a technician, but he is a humanist. He really, really care for helping all human beings to make the planet better, to make everything better. That if that is the astronaut, look at the look at the planet and see the other person that he has some problem with, and then you see that it's very little, very funny to be angry at him or at her. And that person that we are so angry at is so funny to be angry at. And it could be your mom, it could be your daddy, it could be your sister, your brother, it could be your former friend, the poor. they are suffering, and they don't know that you are now another person. You are waking. You are no longer feel caught by all these little things. And you have seen that they make you suffer, but you also make them suffer too, a lot. And thanks to that, because you stand so far, and then you can see clearer. You can see the little girl in the story last time I mentioned about the tale of Anderson. And then the two children stay up on the high floor and see all the children are fighting to enter into, try to enter to visit the exhibition of a tomb of a cat or a dog. And then the little girl have no button in order to use her ticket to enter, and she suffer a lot. And she cry like nothing is more miserable than that impossibility to obtain a button to enter and to see the tomb of the cat dog. And so you, from up high, the two children feel funny for the little girl. But we too, we can, from here, we can see far away that very person who make you suffer. He look funny, he's pitiful, he's not worth for you to be angry at. And then it's the same. So everything must start from you. You must have that vision. And when you have that vision, awakening, have a deeper look, and have that vision, and you think you will see things will be simpler, easy to letting go. And when, if you survive, you go back and to see that person, if you are that astronaut. But you are here on in the astronaut. We are on astronaut. One day we go back, and to see that person, maybe your word will be sweeter, calmer, more love in your word. And then the way you behave will change them. Sometimes you are in your word is hidden aggressivity, but you don't know. You are not realizing that until you, from here, you transform. You are so sweet in your heart now. Next time when you see him or her, you behave differently. And your word will be different, and they will be different too. So this body even is so strong like that, but this can be wither. And then like a flower who's about to be fading away. Now we go to the six gathas. Tham yuk vo im. The craving, the desire carry you away, and then you always are pull, excited and pull to the dispersion. There are those day and month and year, you run after the craving, after the desires, and you have never know how to stop, and never have then a notion about impermanence, a notion about and never feel enough with what they are searched for, and run and run. Those who allow the craving and desire pull them and always disperse and never know that is enough. And then their mind will be always dispersed. And then when they are not dispersed, they do not be calm enough, deep enough, and they will be carried by wrong perception, wrong will, to do wrong thing, and then this wrong thing deceive them and make them suffer. those who run after the object of craving and do not know how to be enough, and then they are carried away by this person, and this person do not help them to be concentrated, to see deep, and so carry them to have wrong perception, heretic view, and then they will see that all the wealth, the money they obtain in a very corrupt way, the wealth, the money they obtain from a corrupt way, because they do not have a chance to stop to look deeper. And then they are carried by their desire to obtain to obtain a lot of wealth, a lot of things. And in China, there are people who can become very rich quickly. They obtain some license, something like that, and they sell the license. And there is new rich in China, in many communist countries too. There are a number of former communist country, and then they know how to handle the situation in a very clever way, and they become very rich. They call new rich, coming from the not very honest way to obtain that wealth. They are victim of this craving. They are victim of this craving, but they didn't know. They are so sure because they do not live deeply. They never know how to stop to look deep, and so they behave in a very wrong way and carry them to a wrong direction, and one day they will collapse. And they despise to look deeper the way they try. They use all the heretic, the wrong means in order to accumulate a lot of wealth. Using a lot of unwholesome means to accumulate wealth is you are deceiving yourself and deceiving a lot of people, and will lead you to a very dark situation. And you make the flower, your own flower, it's no longer a flower. It's a fake flower. You have a lot of cosmetic, a lot of beautiful house, car, and everything. But that is a fake flower. In the Pali section, the text, they said that, the Pali, it said that, you are the own murder of your own life. You are the one who the ender of your life. You are the ender of your life. The person who end your life is yourself. In the Pali text, it said so on. In the Chinese text, they said something like, on these fake things, superficial things, is lead you to a very bad. So I translate, running after the object of your craving in a very unwholesome way, you make disappear on the clearness, the clarity of your wholesome mind. And you accumulate a lot of wealth unwholesomely, and then you will lead you to, you are the killer of your life. That is reserving for the corrupt politician, I said. The number 7, the gata number 7, and number 8 is also the same. like the bees who visit the flower, lightly, gently, but do not destroy the color and the fragrance of the flower. But I discover it maybe is a small mistake in the copying. It is taste, but they make a mistake. It's just one dot, but it's mean differently. Like a flower, not like a bee visiting, like a bee visiting a flower, gently. The bees do not destroy the color of the flower, do not destroy the fragrance of the flower. Not because of the visit of the bees that the flower lost their fragrance and their beauty, but the bees bring pollen, other pollen, and make the fecundation. So, like a bee visiting a flower, do not destroy the flower and the color and the fragrance of the flower. The bees only take a little bit of the taste. So a bhikkhu, a practitioner, must behave in such a way. You use money, wealth, food. You do like a bees. Take just enough. You go a bhikkhu when you visit the village to beg for food, just take enough. Like a bee, just need something, little thing, on a bee, on the flower. A bhikkhu must behave in such a way. Don't lose your time in order to look at other things. You just come for, take some food, share some teaching, don't be stuck by other color and money and all these other things. Don't pay attention to all these non-necessary things. Maybe they have done wrong thing. Don't look at them and follow them to make that wrong thing. And what they have done can destroy, can bring bad thing to the village, to the planet. So don't follow them. You just take what you need and you just share what you can share. But if they don't listen, don't urge, don't push, don't do too much. Just lightly. So, and you know what to do with mindfulness, you know what to do and what not to do. The paragraph is 8 is the same, like concerning environment. We are the children of the planet. We enjoy the planet. We enjoy all the beauty of the earth, the planet. The earth is like a flower, and we are children of the earth. This thing, we have put that in the bhikkhu precept, renew version of Thai. I took a number of sutra and put in that in order to be appropriate without time. So you visit your bhikkhu, visit the village, asking for food, asking for support, sharing the teaching, but do it lightly, gently. Don't be carried away by their way of acting. And every 14 days, every 2 weeks, the monk and the nun recite this precept. And this precept is coming from the teaching of the Buddha, really, really from the word of the Buddha. Years ago, they always recite these gathas. The monk and nun recite these gathas, and I think that the businessman and the politician need to read these sutra, these gathas too. The businessman and woman, the politician, they need to recite these gathas every 15 days because they have destroyed a lot of things on this planet that make the air polluted because of their craving. They want to be a lot of benefit, a lot of profit for their business. And the image is so beautiful. You behave like a bees. Gently visit a flower, gently leave the flower. And so we need some food to eat, some housing to live. We don't need a lot. Don't need to have that huge fancy house. We don't need to have that huge fancy car. We don't need to have a lot of money, just enough. A bees. Like a bee is visiting a flower. This sentence means don't look at the others. He said that don't look at others. They are doing wrong thing. Don't imitate them. Don't say that they can do, why not me? Don't ask that question. The third line means that don't look at others in order to see what they do, and you say that they can do, so I can do too. So you have to look at you and see what you think, what you speak, what you act is correct or not correct, wholesome or not wholesome, and for you and for people around you and for the planet. So, I read again, like a bee is visiting the flower, need to take a little bit of something. So, bhikkhu also go to the village, work with the lay people in the village. Have to be very careful about that. You don't need to know too much of what they have done, wrong thing. Don't complain that if they can do, I can do too. But you have to look at your act and to keep the wholesomeness in you, but don't imitate others with their unwholesome action. We still have a few days in order to start our great ordination ceremony. And during that ordination ceremony have the title listening, deep listening. Deep listening, great ordination ceremony. And if you listen deeply yourself and you can accept you and then be compassionate to you and will not destroy you, and then when you are compassionate enough to you, you can understand and be compassionate to others. But listen is always listen to you first. What is your weaknesses? What is your... And usually when we suffer, we always think that my suffering comes from him or from her. We don't know that greatly is from us. Greatly is from us. We try to look deeper in order to be more compassionate to yourself and to others. Master Lin Chi. We have to master your situation and don't behave like you are victim of the situation. You are be in control of the situation. You cannot don't behave like you are carried away by passive, don't behave passively and victim of the situation, but you must be in control of your own situation. And if you are in control of your situation, you will not suffer. You have a deep look, compassion, looks deeper. Your difficulties, your suffering could be stored from many, many generations before us. And sometimes we have that fear, that worries, not necessary. So you have to listen deeply yourself. Why am I so worrying all the time like that? Why am I so fearful all the time like that? Why I have to be afraid of that? That maybe that habit of to be fearful, to scare at everything is because have been transmitted to you by many generation of your ancestors, and the burden on you is so heavy. So if you have a chance to be in touch with the teaching of the Awakened One, you look deep into yourself. Listen to a number of your negative energy, why you behave like that, why things like that, and you have more compassion to yourself. You could be victim of various generations before you, and they need you to transform their negative habit, and you are the starter of changing on their negative habit. And so the practice is to look deep, make a big determination to start right now to change for you, for many generations of your ancestors. And try to look deep the flowerness in other person in order to touch their flowerness and slightly and change your negative habit. So your jealousies, your complex, low self-esteem, your fear are not flower. Are not flower is make your flower wither. But you have no ability to resist. But you, when you have other person, could be the last drop of your fear, your your negative habit that you receive from your ancestor. So you look deep and you find the skillful way to get out. So there are a number of politicians. Normally, politicians have the duty to sit there and to listen to the suffering, the difficulty of those who vote for them. And their duty is to sit there and to listen and to look deeper. And when those who vote for you have the impression that you are listening to them, and they are relieved quite a lot, even you cannot achieve 100% of what they wish. But the fact that the politician can listen to their voter and then can try their best. And so there are those who suffer a lot because nobody listened him or her. And you may be the first person who tried to listen to him or to her. And if you can help her or him or not, it depends on your ability to listen. I don't know, during the training in the school on therapy, on psychology, do you learn the training to listen with empathy? Or you only speak? We know very well that we listen totally with your own presence, your true presence, and you listen to the suffering of others. But in order to be present, you need to be some peace. You need to be have some compassion in you before you be able to listen to them. The number of you have visited a number of have private consultation with psychotherapists, and you have to look to see whether the psychotherapist is present or not. Do they are present for themselves and for you? If they don't listen to their own suffering, how they can help you? So when you visit a psychotherapist, you have to be very calm, very compassionate, to look deep and to see her or his way to behave. And so when we organize a retreat for a psychotherapist, and then we have to remember that on the therapists need to train themselves to be attentive to their own suffering, attentive to their own peace, their own compassion, in order to be able to help others, clients. So you are a big brother, a big sister in the Sangha. If you want to help your young sister, brothers, or the lay practitioner who come to Plum Village, first of all, you need to train to look deep into your suffering, your own suffering, and also the suffering of others in your community. You have to must see our true treasure. You have to see the block of self, ego in us. And this block is a big obstacle for you to transform your difficulties. you must see that your sufferings come from this block of ego. Only that view will help you already to liberate you quite a lot already. And so you, when you see like that, you think, oh, I can help. So the tendency to reproach, to see that all the faults come from him or from her, this will be gone. And there is a cooperation. We complain that others don't understand you, they are unfair to you, they don't see your talent, they are only... But do you understand them? Do you understand her or him? Do you see his suffering? His suffering. We can understand him or her in which point of view? Can you look at him or her with your compassionate eyes? Can you behave in a very compassionate way? Are you a true flower? True compassionate flower? Fortunately that in our Sangha there is so many compassionate flowers. Very fresh, very loving, very attentive. There are number of members of our Sangha have ability to listen, to understand, to heal. You are not, are you one of these rare flowers in the Sangha? That is the way you restore the flowerness in you. It's time now to restore the flowerness in you. Breathing in, I see myself as a flower. Breathing out, I'm a storage of all the flower. And that is very important. We have been, we must be the illustration. We must be the helper of other flower. And we, this Sangha, need a lot of flower in this Sangha because we have various people, different culture, different people, different nation. We need a number of good teachers who have the ability to listen. The great ordination is for you to have a chance to look back, to stop, to look back. If for you to receive that precept, that lamp is for you to protect the flower in you, to take care of the flower in you, practicing like a flower in you. And you have to respect every five manners, even very small five manners, you have to respect. We want to be a good flower of the Sangha. You must have the big vow. If you see, maybe you say that, oh, I'm too weak, maybe I should not take the precept. No, my advice is the contrary. You must take the precept, but you must make a big determination to let go on this negative habit in you. The teaching is not a kind of honor. It's not an honor. It's a kind of instrument to protect you, to support you, to make you better. And on this Dhamma act is not for give you an honor, no. Don't say, no, I'm not worth, so I will not receive the lamb this time, or I will not receive that precept of Bhikshuni or Bhikshu this time. No. You have to go. But that is a good occasion for you to make strong, big determination to keep the five manners exactly, the training, the precept exactly, as much as you could. And no one is perfect, no one can keep on this precept 100%, but you go in that direction. That is to protect your freedom. Without freedom, you cannot be happy. And the freedom here is you are not caught by attachment. Attachment to the past, to the future, attachment to your worry, anxiety, and craving for honor, for money, so on. Every precept they take care of you and give you a liberty differently. When you look at somebody, the precept, there is a ability to protect. For instance, not drinking alcohol. If you keep that precept, it's not depriving from you, depriving of liberty to drink, but because you look deep, you see that if you are caught in alcoholism, and then you lose your liberty. That is to protect your freedom. If you don't drink, don't worry that if the police stop and try to test if you have some wine in your breath. So they are ability to keep your liberty and then keep you free from the attachment to alcohol or to drugs. I want to have the freedom. Because I want freedom, that I take the precept. I take the training, 5 training, 14 training, that precept. If I don't keep that precept, I do put into practice that precept, I will sink into the situation to lose my liberty because I continue to drink, I continue to smoke that drugs, and it makes me losing my liberty. So every precept, every training give you more space, more time. So 5 training is so crucial for our life, and this give you a lot of liberty. For instance, you keep the 4th training concerning your loving species. So you keep that, so every time you about to open your mouth, you say, I keep already that training. No, I will speak more lovingly and more compassionately. And so every precept give you more liberty. So pratishmoksha is the precept of the bhikkhu and bhikkhuni fully ordained. And then you, if you look deep, every training, every precept is give you more liberty, more freedom. So this ordination is a good occasion for us to search for, to learn more precepts. You receive this precept is not from me, but from the lineage of many, many wonderful patriarchs who have practiced well and who have been liberated and to be happy and to know how to handle the situation with beauty, with compassion. That create more happiness for your life and the life of people around you. And on the five-manas is also kind of precept. And if you violate the five-manas, and then somehow like you find you violate the precept. And sometimes you feel that, oh, it's not so small, five-manas, I don't need to practice. But when there is a five-manas which offered to you, there is some background about that. Because there are those who don't keep that and they are caught in difficulties. And so we propose that five-manas for you to protect you, for you to have more safety, more freedom. So when you receive five trainings, each training protect you and guarantee you a sky of freedom. And if you can keep the five training, you will have a lot of freedom. And 250 trainings or 348 trainings on are not try to cut your liberty, but to open your liberty, to make you freer, because it prevents you to do unwholesome thing, and that wholesome thing will lead you to a lot of difficulties. Precepts is in order to help you. About three fields, body, speech, and mind. We try to train ourselves properly in our bodily action, bodily thinking, and then speech and mind. It protects you. And if you follow the precept, follow the five manners, and you will not act, it causes a lot of difficulties. And you live like a sangha, like a community. You have to support each other in order to behave properly. Don't say that, oh, I practice for myself. I don't care. He's practice. No. We enter all. We practice, we protect ourselves, but we also practice together with our friends so that we support each other. So the Dhamma teacher during this time must help the practitioner more, especially those who are going to receive 5 mindfulness training or 14 mindfulness training, more about that. And by the way, I want to tell you that this great ordination, if you receive 5 mindfulness training, you receive directly from Thai and many great teachers. But if